Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की रामाचार्य श्रीताश्रकुर की श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण, वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 15 एंड 16। कृष्णा स्टील्स द गोपीज गार्मेंट्स। 15 आई विल रीड बाय मायसेल्फ, 16 इज ऑन द बोर्ड, वी कैन रिपीट। श्याम सुंदर ते दास्या कुवम तमोन्दितं देहि वासंसि धर्मज्ञा नोचेदराजने भुवामि। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ श्याम सुंदरा, वी आर ऑल योर मेड सर्वेंट्स एंड मस्ट डू वट एवर यू से, बट गिव अस बैक अवर क्लोथिंग। यू नो दैट द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स आर, and if you don't give us our clothes, we will have to tell the king, please. Text 6. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Bhagavatyo yadi medasyo muyokto va karishyataha आत्रगायास्वावसांसि प्रच्छामत सुचिमे समिता नोनिचिन्नहं प्रस्यदे किं कुरुदो राजकर्षति। श्रीभगवानुवाच भगवतो यदि मे दास्यो मुयुक्तो तं वा कर्षतः आगत्य स्व वसांसि प्रच्छात शुचिमे स्मिता नोनिचन्नहं प्रदिश्ये किम् कुरुदो राजकर्षति। श्री भगवान उवाच भागवतो यदि मे दास्यो मुयुक्तो तं वा कर्षति आत्रगात्यास्व वसांसि प्रच्छतैमे शुचिमे स्मिता नोचिन्नहं प्रदिश्ये किम् कुरुदो राजकर्षति। इफ पॉसिबल एनीबडी कैन चेंज। श्री भगवान उवाच भवत्यो यदि मे दास्यो मायुक्तो वायं कराशतः अत्रागत्यसावसांसि प्रतिष्ठता शुचिमे स्मितः न चिन्यहं प्रदास्ये किं कुरुदो राजकरिष्यति। श्री भगवान उवाच भवत्यो यदि मे दास्य अयोक्तो वां करिष्यत अत्र वसन्सि प्रचेत्ततः सति स्मितः नो चेन्नाहं प्रदस्ये किं कुरुतो राजकरिष्यति वट् वर् मीनिङ्ग् श्रीभगवान् उवाच द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् एट् सैड् भागवत्या यु यदि इफ् मी मै दास्यः सर्वेण्ट्स् माया बै मी युक्तं वट् हेस् बीन् स्पोकन् वा आर् करिष्यतः यु विल् डू अत्र हियर् आगत्य कमिङ्ग् स्ववसंसि युवर् गार्मेण्ट्स् प्रतीक्षतः पिक् औट् शुचि फ्रेश् समितः हूस् मैल्स् न यु नाट् चेत् इफ् न नाट् अहम् ऐ प्रदिश्ये विल् गिव् किं वात् कुरुदः एङ्ग्रि राजः द किङ्ग् करिष्यति विल् एबल् टु डु ट्रान्स्लेशन् अण्ड् पर्पट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् डिसैपल्स् आफ् हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् ए सी भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, If you girls are actually my maid servants, and if you will really do what I say, then come here with your innocent smiles, and let each girl pick out her clothes. If you don't do what I say, I won't give them back to you. And even if the king becomes angry, what can he do? Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments, When gopis saw that Krishna was strong and determined, they had no alternative but to obey by his order. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurulamitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So once again I'll read the translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, If your girls are actually my maid servants and if you really do whatever I say, then come here with your innocent smile and let each girl pick out her clothes. If you don't do that, what I say, I won't give them back to you. And even if the king becomes angry, what he can do? This is a very short purport here. Before I begin the class, I want to thank Subal Prabhu for giving the material so that I can prepare this because there is no purpose for this. he gave me your material regarding Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments and everything. So I prepared on the class and regarding that. So we'll combine to discuss 15 and 16. So when the gopis saw that Krishna was very strong and he determined that the girls should come out of the lake and pick up their cloth. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Deva Goswami comments that gopis are trying to pacify Krishna. And by saying, "Oh Shyama Sundar, oh Krishna, oh cowherd boy," you know, they are giving, if you want to pacify somebody, you should address them with the proper words. If you don't address them with the proper words, and your work cannot be done. If I suppose something is stuck with the Prabhu or the other person, like you want to do some, execute some your activity, to continue your activity, if something is happened and you cannot do without that, so we need to pacify them. Then that is called Sama. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives that three things. One is Sama, Veda, Danda. Sama means with the pleasing words, you please opposite person, you please the other person, so that whatever you're asking, he will give you. And next is Veda. Veda means that you tell them, like you give them some instructions or religious principles or, you know, codes, laws. See, this is a irreligion. So gopis are also trying to, they followed first the Sama path, saying, "Oh Shyama Sundara, please give us clothes." In the previous sloka, it is said that, "Oh Shyama Sundara, we are your maid servant and must do whatever you say, but give us back our clothing." So in these two lines, we can understand the gopis are saying that we are your servants, sir. And they are saying we are dasanudas. Sometimes we also say, "Prabhu, I am your dasanudas. Please give me this service. I want to do this service." So in that humble mood, they are approaching Krishna because they are under the water without any clothes. We should understand the context here. The context was gopis are performing, the cowherd girls are performing, they want to have Krishna as their husband. So for that they want to perform Katyayani Vrata and to get the Krishna as a husband. So husband has a right to see a woman naked. But the gopis didn't know that. They pray for something and they are getting that. In this present context text, so it says that, "So you are the following of the religious principles because you are the king of the Nanda Maharaj. The king should follow Yadyat Acharyasi Shrestha. So whatever the king does, so common people will follow." In those days, nowadays it is totally different. Whatever king does, everybody will follow opposite. If whatever is a freedom country, whatever, you know, president or he says, then everybody has to follow. But sometimes what happens, they will follow their own path, religious. So here gopis are saying that you are the establishment of principles, you establish the principles, but you should be the example for that. So this is the path of Veda. Veda means they are using rough language and they are awakening, they are saying, they are making aware that Krishna, you are not an ordinary boy, first of all. And you are the king of Nanda Maharaj. You should follow dharma to teach others dharma. Then this is irreligious, stealing the wealth from the woman. What is the wealth from the woman? Seeing naked. So nowadays everything, see, if, as you expose, as you get to know more people. So there was one hippie community. There was one hippie when Srila Prabhupada was giving classes. Srila Prabhupada was saying that you should surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Give up everything and surrender. He was giving, while giving the class, the two couples, hippies, got up and they started removing their clothes, thinking that surrender means we should remove our clothes even. That doesn't mean that it's not a surrender path. Surrender means mind, body and words. It's BMW. Body, mind and words. So we should surrender our body, mind and words. You may be a grihastha, you may be a brahmachari, you may be a sannyasi, or you may be a vanprastha. The thing is that the surrender process is different for different people. But our surrender process is to surrender our words, body and mind. In that process, that is called real surrenderness. It's just giving up our clothes and taking new clothes. It's not surrender. It's just externally surrender. But internal surrender has to come from the deepening the Krishna consciousness. So by reading these two purports, we can understand Krishna is saying that if you are really calling yourself as a servant, if you are really saying that we are, you know, we follow your instructions, then you should come back, come as it is from the river and take your clothes. So that's why Krishna is saying, Krishna doesn't care even if the king becomes angry. Because first of all, you said that we are your servants. The servants should do whatever master says. So this Krishna is also smartly saying that if you girls are maid servant, you really call them your maid servants, you should follow my path. And you see that some people, like, they will say that, you know, this is adharma. Krishna, how can Krishna is asking, you know, young girls to come out from the river? And how can, you know, he see, because he is he should set an example. Then whatever he says that people will follow. If he does like that, what is a common man, you know, setting the example? This is adharma, this is irreligious. Because you see, that's why we should study Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees, and you should read the Bhagavatam and discuss Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. If you just read this purport, you can understand, you can just think for a while, Krishna is not following the religious principles. How can he say that? We can understand, since we are devotees of the Lord, we can understand the gopis were praying Krishna to their husband. That is, you know, that understanding you get only you surrender your mind, body and words. Otherwise, you think that this is something mundane. It will ignite in your heart only lust. Other than lust, nothing. You know, seeing the woman naked, it is not religious. And it is not a good thing to do. But how Krishna is asking, so we can understand. That's why we should go deeper in the purport. That's why when I was reading, there's nothing in the purport. Then I went to the Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments and Srila Jiva Goswami comments. Then we understand what Krishna is speaking. Because Acharyas knows the heart of Krishna. Otherwise, if you read just, it's like a book reading. You know, you just read and you forget. That's why we think that, okay, we understood, but the pastimes should be understood. If you are getting doubt, you will need to understand in a different manner, like discussing with the devotees, then hearing the classes. Then you can understand, it will go deep in our consciousness. Otherwise, it will remain external, a surface. Just, you know, this is a English words, anybody can read. Just by reading, you know, you cannot understand. That's why Bhagavatam is Rasamalayam. If you want to understand really Bhagavatam, you should read in association of the devotees. Then you will be able to nourish. Otherwise, it is just bringing, you know, only lust in your heart. So that's why Srila Prabhupada also comments that Srila Prabhupada given us everything. And if you see in Krishna book, he has given all the pastimes of Krishna. Just by reading that, you can understand. So various people will say that the dharma. So adharma, how can we say that adharma is? Because Krishna has fulfilling the desires of the gopis. Then the purpose of the gopis is to get the Krishna as a husband. So Krishna is fulfilling that. And there is no means adharma. And the real servants call themselves dasanu dasanu das. Krishna is never said that if you are a devotee of mine, and you are not my devotee. If you are saying my devotee of the devotee, then you are real my devotee. Because if you are calling yourself a servant, we say that so and so dasa. Dasa means, this is a big word. It's, you know, it has got deeper meaning. One should understand through the spiritual master. Spiritual master says you are dasa. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have dasa for everybody. You should understand whom I am das and whom not. You are not dasa for the senses. You are dasas for the devotees. One should understand, okay, I am das, then whatever my mind says, whatever my senses says, I should able to do. No. The dasa means Krishna is saying here, if you are calling yourself as a real servant, then you should follow my instructions. Krishna is so merciful that we surrender ourselves, you know, still we do some mistakes, still we do some errors, still Krishna is accepting dasa. Imagine, you know, Krishna, if a rich person has many servants, if one of the servants going to his master and serving many, not very pleasingly, you know, in a very bad mood, you know, he's serving his master in that mode. Do you think that rich person will keep the servant? No. Immediately he will fire from that. Because he has got many, many servants. So why I'm saying this? My point is that we may be in the process of the devotional service. Sometimes we serve, you know, okay, today I should chant, or today I should do deity worship, or today I should do read this loka. We'll be not always in the utsaha mode. We'll be not always in enthusiastic mood. Still we serve the Krishna. Then who is greater here? Is a servant is greater, is master is greater? Master is greater. Because even though we don't have any desire to serve Krishna, we still serve, we still do deity worship, we still do offering, we still do cooking, and we still do, you know, in a bad mood. Still Krishna is accepting our services. So we should understand master is greater than here. So I'm not saying for everybody, I'm speaking for myself. So I may be not serving, you know, every day, same enthusiasm, duty worship, same enthusiasm, cooking, same enthusiasm, but still, oh, today I have to take, you know, I have taken initiation from my spiritual master, how to chant. I have taken vow that I should follow for regulative purpose, I'm following. Oh, I have to get up in the early morning, that I will get up. You know, in that mood, we are serving. So actually, I'm serving. But still, Lord Krishna is accepting our service. You know, if you are a rich man, you got many servants. If one of the servants is not, you see that, you observe that this servant is not acting properly. And she or he is doing service for just sake of doing. Then how you'll feel that to accept service from that servant? You feel, you know, dejected. You feel, you know, you don't feel like to take service from that servant, right? So, but whereas Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so merciful, he is accepting our services and without getting upset. That's the main point. You know, Krishna is maybe greater than, you know, he created a universe, he may be, you know, the all powerful, all knowledge, he has got six opulences. So what does what does it mean to us? You may be a great in your palace. What does make a change in a common man? If you go and serve him, if you go and please him, that will show his greatness. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a great than anyone. There is no second person. But he is coming down to us and teaching. You know, imagine we are the rich person and we got everything. We will not go to a beggar and ask, how are you? What are you doing? You want to some money? No, we will not ask. We just donate them charity for sake of donation. But, you know, we don't accept their service. Because we need everything first class. You know, first class food, first class clothing, first class everything. But Krishna is so merciful that he is accepting our service and without any getting disturbed by our service. Sometimes we may be chanting, let's take for example chanting. Our chanting may be sometimes happy and sometimes sorrow and sometimes, you know, just for sake of doing. That is offering our servant mood. What is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna? Oh, Radha Krishna, please engage me in your service. When service comes, Oh, Radha, again, we will act contrite. Oh, I have this service, I have that service. We will say, we will give excuses. And that's why sometimes devotees pray that it's a joke. Oh, Radha Krishna, please engage him in your service, not me. That kind of prayers will come. Oh, Radha Krishna, please engage him in your service. Because I'm busy. Because every day, every morning, we pray for, oh, Krishna, Radha, please engage me in your service. That means we are asking service. And when service comes, no, I have to do this, I have to do that. And again, every next day morning, you will say, oh, Radha Krishna, please engage me in your service. Then Krishna will have a question. Yesterday I gave you service, you said no. Then again, your morning, you are asking service. I'm giving you service. What is this? Similarly, the gopis are saying that you are my, they said that I am your servant. Then Krishna is demanding, if you are my servant, then come and pick up your clothes. What is the big deal? And again, gopis become upset and this is a pastime. So I'm bringing in this context so that it is related. So whatever the services comes, it is coming from Krishna, and we should also plan our day so that how we can engage our mind, words, body in the service of Krishna so that Krishna is pleased, because we call ourselves Dasan, Dasan, Das. And again, there are so many things to discuss in this pastime. So I stop here. If somebody has comments, questions, corrections, they can add. And if they want to share any book distribution realization, today is Gita Jayanti.
Thanks, Simon. It's a very nice approach to the verse in terms of focusing on Krishna asking the gopis, you approach me, we're your servants, but so then follow what I'm saying. And in one sense, in the context of the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says Sarva Dharma Paritya, just forget about everything, just trust, follow me alone, just me. And then doesn't matter, if it's breakage of, if so-called these sub-religious principles or this and that, I will protect you as long as you follow my instructions. So in one sense, that's a call that Krishna is giving us, but the gopis isn't simplifying that in the most exalted way. So it's the greatest example. So it's a nice point. Thank you. Thanks. Just a comment.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. The immediate thing that came, ooh, my voice is, I'm so sorry. Hare Krishna. Actually been up since, doing flowers since, for a long time. I'm pretty tired. I came here, can you please turn it down? I'll just share with you, I'm trying to formulate my thoughts, but the reason I appreciate this verse is that, because it reminds me of a quote. It says, if my shoes were made of humility, my dress of respect, my hat of compassion, my necklace of determination, then I'll be dressed for success. And we see it at a professional business. If you wear something, you'll be hired. If you wear nothing, you'll be fired. So if we dress ourselves in humility, we'll be spiritually successful. If we expose ourselves with pride, then we won't be spiritually successful. Orva bahu kari kohanshuna sarvaloka namasutri gansi padakanta eshloka. Actually, this is a verse. It says, we may not know many verses, many shlokas, but as long as we know this one shloka, It's actually Radhana Swami's favorite shloka. And it's also Radhana Swami's birthday. It's Ekadashi today. It's Radhana Swami's birthday today. It's the 10-hour kirtan. And then it's Gita Jayanti. So what an auspicious day. And this is his favorite verse. This verse says, if you don't know many shlokas, that's fine. Just learn this one shloka. Trinadapi suni chena taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If you dress yourself with humility, then you'll always be content. If you take off your humility, just like if we take off our clothes, if you start taking off your clothes right now, they'll probably kick you out the temple. You'll arrest you for indecent exposure. So my question is that unfortunately I can't reference this. I usually like to reference this. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, since it's his birthday, I'll mention this one lecture that I've seen many times or quoted a particular part of the pastime. I could reference it later, but he was mentioning the pastime of Draupadi. When Draupadi, when Dushasan was trying to take off Draupadi's clothes and expose her body. And what was Krishna doing? He was simply clothing her with unlimited wardrobe and unlimited good qualities, you could argue. Therefore, she always remained peaceful, satisfied. And he was mentioning that in this lecture that sometimes our Dushanshan nature, there's nothing much we could do, you know, when our bad qualities try to embarrass us. And so my question is, if I had to ask a question, sometimes we always argue, can I trust somebody? Are they trustworthy? Are they trustworthy? Politicians say that this politician is not trustworthy. That politician not trustworthy. I'm trustworthy. But we see why, even if you're a sense of power, why they removed from power? Because they couldn't trust themselves. Their negative qualities expose themselves. So my question is that what are some steps we could take to how we could develop more trust in Krishna and less trust in our own decisions and also not depending on whether somebody else is trustworthy. This is kind of like a smoothie of answers. Maybe you could extract something from it. I'm pretty tired. But there's just some thoughts I share. Maybe you could, you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe you could extract something from that.
I understood from your question, like, how we can develop trust towards Krishna, right? So, it's a simple sadhu sangha, adho bhajana kriya sadhu sangha. When you get association of the devotees who has trust in Supreme Lord, then if you associate with them, then you automatically develop trust. So, the Prabhupada was also asking a journalist, he was asking, Prabhupada, how you became a devotee? Then Prabhupada asked him another question, how you became a journalist? And that journalist told that I went to college and I've been studying with them. I know I've been sitting and chatting with them. I've been roaming with them. So I had interest in journalism. So I became a journalist. So similarly, if you want to develop trust towards Krishna, and association is very, very, very important. If you don't have association, you cannot do anything. If you don't have association, you cannot chant Hare Krishna also. You know, we have this setup, wonderful setup created by Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, to facilitate our chanting and hearing. You can practically see, if you like away from the temple or away from the community, away from the devotees, you won't even chant your 16 rounds. So imagine that state we are in. So if you want to develop the trust, you associate those who develop the trust, those who have the trust. You know, you see that people in the Srila Prabhupada's movement, there are big sannyasis. You know, you can, for example, you can ask Indradumna Swami Maharaj, is very adventurous. He has so much trust in the Lord. Oh, like that, there are so many devotees who have trust in the Lord. If your association is there, then naturally you will develop. You know, you rub the shoulders with the people, then you will get the same thing. That's my understanding. Thank you so much. Randraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Chaitai Gaur Prema.